IBM fellow and previous CTO of IBM's mainframe platform, and very much a mainframe enthusiast. Today, I'm very pleased to host the I Am a Mainframer conversation series in a conversation with Emily Kate Hugenbrook. And Emily is an IBM software engineer working on OpenStack and cloud enablement for IBM's virtualization platforms. So we're looking forward to having a great conversation. The conversation is sponsored by the Open Mainframe Project. As a Linux Foundation collaborative project, the Open Mainframe Project is intended to help create a mainframe-focused open source technical community and to serve as a focal point for the development and use for enterprise Linux in a mainframe computing environment. The goal of the project is to excite Linux, the Linux community around the use of the mainframe and to foster collaboration across mainframe community and develop and exploit shared Linux tool sets, resources, and services in the mainframe environment. In addition, the project seeks to involve the participation of academic institutions to help assist in creating educational programs aimed at developing the mainframe Linux engineers and developers of tomorrow. So Emily, welcome. It's a real pleasure to talk with you today.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So listen, to get started, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your role at IBM and your team and a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So I work at IBM here in Endicott, New York, which is the birthplace of IBM. And I work on the ZVM, or some people say ZVM, depending on where you are, team. And that's the virtualization platform. It's our oldest and our flagship virtualization platform for Z systems. And within that, I am a team lead for the what we call the cloud enablement portion of ZVM. So I have a team partially here in the US, partially in China, that work on the OpenStack drivers. We work on then taking those OpenStack drivers, packaging them up into what we call the Cloud Manager appliance. And we work on supporting that. So all of the documentation, all of the customer issues that come with it. And then we do a lot of the presentations about it and going out and talking about it. So part of my job is the sort of boring project managey, team leady stuff, kind of hosting meetings, keeping track of where we are on milestones. And then kind of the more fun part of my job is working with the OpenStack community and making sure that we're contributing properly to the OpenStack community, that my team has the right focus on things, that we're working on things in our drivers that we need to be working on, and that we're giving back to the community, because of course, with an open source community, you don't just want to be putting a bunch of code out there and asking them to take it. So working on that part of it. And of course, the part that I really love is when I get to work with customers who are looking at trying to enable their ZVM systems for cloud, and how can they do that? You know, what exactly they want to do. And I really love working with customers on that part of it.
Very cool. You know, I don't know that you and I had ever met face to face, but, you know, I know a lot of the folks on your team, and it's been very important to get ZVM involved in participating in this this open environment, and to enable it so that it can plug into the various management tools like OpenStack. So I'm thrilled to be talking with you today. How long have you been with IBM, and when did you first get involved with the mainframe?
So this is my 11th year as a full-time IBMer. And before that, I had two internship projects while I was still in college, and they were actually both with the ZVM team. So I've kind of been a mainframer from the start. And even during my second internship, I was working on some of the system management APIs. And so I've been working on various cloud enablement systems management stuff for almost my whole career. So
very good. Very good. So, yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about, some of the enablement work you're doing and especially around OpenStack and some of the industry standard stuff. You know, I know that ZVM, first of all, for people that may be unaware, ZVM is an extremely robust virtualization platform for the mainframe, and some even credit ZVM and IBM for inventing server virtualization, and it's used by some of the largest customers in the world to virtualize their mainframes, and now with Linux running on that platform. There's all kinds of opportunities that have been opened up to use the mainframe in an open environment, and for people who are seeking, you know, a more standardized, open kind of world, right? Both in terms of the applications they run on and how to manage the system. So, how is the OpenStack work going? Is it? I know that when I was with IBM, we had started to enable the platform for OpenStack-based management. How's that going?
Well, it's going really well. Actually, on Friday, we celebrated our Newton release. So OpenStack Newton is the latest OpenStack release, and we released our cloud manager appliance level that matches OpenStack Newton. So that part of it's going really well. And as you said, this has been a bit of a journey with OpenStack and ZVM. And it's been interesting to be a part of, because there are a lot of things in the OpenStack community that really come from having that kind of distributed world background as opposed to the mainframe background. And some of those, you know, very basic differences are things like on ZVM, we're familiar with running hundreds or thousands of guests on one system. And in the distributed world, I mean, people have done things like that, but it's not how you run in production. Whereas we're really used to running in production that way. And so there are a lot of different design assumptions that you make when you're designing something that has to manage, you know, maybe a tops of 10 guests on the system, as opposed to managing maybe hundreds of guests on the system. So that's been where some of our challenges have been, and how to take things that maybe OpenStack on the distributed platform didn't have to be as efficient about, but when you get onto the mainframe platform, you have to be a lot more careful about efficiencies.
Right, right. I know that one of the things that that we wrestled with was, you know, when you drop in with the history that people have with mainframe systems and the dependence that people have on these platforms running, as you said, thousands of guests in production today. One of the things that, you know, when you introduce enablement for a new management approach for a platform like that, it has to be integrated with the rest of the environment. It has to be integrated with what clients already have in terms of mm-hmm. their tools, in terms of their process, their automation, et cetera. I imagine that balancing, you know, the new stuff with OpenStack and while also preserving for compatibility and investment protection is another one of the challenges you face.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So we've had a number of things that we've added as sort of special features in our cloud manager appliance that are not part of the OpenStack community. So an example would be the discovery function.
Right.
So we have the idea that you could have an existing guest, and then we will import some information about that guest and let you do some management of that guest through OpenStack without having to recreate it. You know, other examples are one thing that we have for our Newton release that just came out on Friday is that we offer a CMS configuration wizard. So if you're familiar with CMS at all, that's an operating system that runs in guests on the mainframe. It's kind of our basic operating system that comes with ZVM. And so a lot of customers are very comfortable with using CMS wizards. And so we, like IP wizard, for example. So we wanted to give them a CMS wizard that would help them configure their cloud manager appliance rather than having them dig through Linux configuration files or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is really exciting. And you know, because The IBM strategy around Linux on the mainframe has traditionally focused on making sure that Linux and the capabilities of Linux and the administrative control and the way Linux surfaces expresses itself on the mainframe is standard Linux, right? Linux is Linux is Linux, and that's been a major objective of Linux on the mainframe platform. But historically, the other side of that and what people face is the management of these systems. And now, especially with cloud and all of the advances in automation and using the virtualization of a platform as kind of the operational control of the platform, it's very important not just to get the Linux stuff standardized, but also the management of this platform more standardized or at least able to plug into a wider set of tooling choices that the customers are faced with today.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And when you get into especially the cloud space, there have been questions about, do we want to do something that's more Z specific? Because we have a lot of really great features on Z that don't necessarily translate into concepts on other platforms. Right. But right. It's really important when you're doing a cloud solution and you're looking at enabling your end user developers to, call an API or log in through a GUI to interact with their servers, then it's very important for them to have a way to do that looks exactly the same as it does on other platforms.
That is a very interesting challenge and one that actually kind of celebrates the value proposition of the mainframe is to be able to deal with the administrative control and the management control of a system, but also leverage all the inherent benefits of the mainframe, its scale, its quality of service, especially its security and availability attributes. So this is a really cool thing that you guys are doing. What do you think, Emily, what do you think the biggest challenges are for the mainframe going forward? We've talked about what we're doing here to enable the platform. What do you see as the challenges in front of you?
Yeah, I think one of our biggest challenges is really talking about what cloud means, and especially now that we're getting into container technologies, and a lot of times those container technologies and how they interact with projects like OpenStack are still not very well defined yet. And so when you add in the extra layer of Z systems, then, that's an extra challenge of, how should these things interact? What do we need to do to make sure that our customers are happy with them, that they like how these things fit together and that it's easy to put together? There are a lot of things that you can do if you play around and really hack it. But when we're talking about the mainframe, our customers want something that's very reliable, very easy, straightforward to put together, and very well thought out and backed up by IBM. So yeah, there's a tremendous amount of work to be done with, defining that interaction.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing, is that, more and more every day, I see that, things are just moving so fast. And you have an entire world, community, open community developing, new tools, new approaches, new frameworks, that get adopted extremely quickly. So I would imagine you and your team have to be very agile in responding to, the changes that are occurring and the new approaches that are being used to manage a system. Like it used to.
Yeah, that's definitely true. If I've looked over even just, the past 10 or 11 years of my career and the different kinds of systems management projects that we've seen, then getting into cloud, it's just really exploding when you Docker and Kubernetes and Mesos, and probably, you know, lots and lots of other projects that we haven't even heard about yet, but are going to become very popular. Our team does a lot of, you know, monitoring different listservs, getting involved with different communities. You know, I think one of the great things about IBM is that, you know, for nearly any software project out there, there's probably some team within IBM who's working on it. And so, you know, working with the research teams or, you know, teams in other parts of IBM, keeping those lines of communication open is really important to us, so that we know about these new things as they come up and we can start having that conversation about how they fit on the mainframe.
Yeah, no, that's very cool. So, you know, the thing that struck me about one of the challenges that the mainframe faces with respect to cloud is that, you know, there are, I used to say that there are, you know, if you ask 10 different people, you know, what they mean by cloud, you get at least 9 different answers. And, you know, one of the things that I think could be most beneficial to our clients with respect to mainframe, its virtualization and its use in a cloud environment is to try and have the discussion with our clients that cloud isn't a place. It's a control mechanism. It's a model for service delivery. And so one of the things that I think the mainframe is just very well positioned for, especially in our existing large customer base, is to kind of cloudify the enterprise, right? You don't necessarily have to move stuff out of the data center to some other service provider in order to get the benefits of the automation and you know, kind of the service delivery model of cloud. You've got this mainframe that's ready to go. It's ready to plug into these new management approaches, so that, you know, you can incrementally, you know, transform your data center and your IT environment into a cloud service provider.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that we see going on. And the definition of what is cloud and why do I need cloud? You know, sometimes you get system administrators who are not, or system programmers who are not really willing to give up kind of control of things to their developers. You know, other system programmers who maybe are completely okay with that, but they don't want to change the way that they're building guests. So, you know, we've put things in like a cloning capability for OpenStack that lets you make an exact copy of another guest. So on the OpenStack side of things, from the end developer's point of view, it looks like a regular deploy. But in terms of what's happening underneath, it's just a copy of another guest, which then can allow your other maybe existing management tools to set things up like the IP address and the host name of the guest and things like that. Coming up with tools like that can hybridize this approach between the new world and the old world kind of is very important to us.
Yeah, no, you know what? I could talk with you about this all day if we had the time. You know, the challenges part of this discussion is very interesting to me because, I mean, you mentioned some of the perspectives and the attitudes that existing IT staff have relative to the mainframe. You know, part of the reason that the mainframe has a reputation for being secure and available is not just because you people at IBM engineer it that way. It's also because it's managed that way. There's discipline and rigor and process that's employed in customer shops in terms of change control and making sure the system runs effectively. And so part of the fear, I think, that some of these people have is that loss of control where, you know, they're afraid that if they don't tightly control things and everything has to go through the traditional processes, that the system will be degraded in some way. So I think the challenge for you and others is to make sure that as the system plugs into these new management approaches and gives more control and freedom to users of the system, that those IT guys can be assured that, you know, we're not breaking any rules and we're not introducing any risks or putting the system and the services that are so critical to those customers at risk by doing it.
Yeah, and so one thing that we often like to talk about is the idea of having, you know, cloud security separate from your ZVM security. And so that you have the idea of separate users in your cloud that are not maybe the same as ZVM user IDs. You could have that linkage, but you can also keep them separate. And so having things like having our cloud management appliance work with RACF, for example, and so you have those audit records and things like that are definitely very important. And you know, to some extent, I think that some of the projects like OpenStack and others are still catching up a little bit to the maturity that the mainframe has around things like security and audit controls things. There's things on there too.
All right. Let me hit on a little different subject. As a woman in the industry, what advice would you have for others who are interested in working in this space, IT in general, but even specific to mainframe? Do you have you must have perspective on that.
It's definitely, I have worked more with mainframe at first, and now I'm moving a little bit more into the open source world. And I have to say, in terms of the male to female ratio, the mainframe world is a lot more even. And to some extent, I think this is because some of the women who started maybe during the sort of 80s and 90s and things like that are now technical leaders in the mainframe world. So there have been a lot of really great women who have been mentors and role models and things like that in the mainframe world. And so then in the OpenStack world, you know, I'm involved with groups like the Women of OpenStack and the OpenStack Mentoring Project. And, you know, we're struggling to get sort of double digit attendance for women in some of the OpenStack conferences. So definitely, if you're a woman, finding the support groups for other women in the industry is really important. But I will say that the mainframe is a really great place to be from that perspective. There are just a lot of inspiring women here.
Good. Good. So one last question for you. As an open mainframe project member, what do you hope to see within the open project and the community in the future? What objectives would you like the group to achieve right in the near future?
Yeah, we're just starting this, as you know, the Cloud Stack Consortium, we're calling it in the Open Mainframe Project. So I'm hoping that this will help answer some of these questions that still remain about exactly what cloud means on the mainframe, act with these technologies, you know, the container technologies and things like that. You know, I always hope from the perspective of myself and my team working on the OpenStack drivers that we get participation from other companies. SUSE has been great with that, but we'd love to see more partner companies, you know, really jump in with both feet to the open source projects and get involved with spreading the good news about mainframes.
Yeah, no, that's great because, you know, if it takes, you mentioned SUSE and others, you know, to be able to really demonstrate an effective integration with some of these enterprise management tools around cloud and virtualization and demonstrate the power in using a set of open approaches like OpenStack on the mainframe, it would be extremely powerful. And I think maybe the project could assist in incubating some of that, but also act as a way to spread the good word on successes that we have in that area.
Definitely.
So, hey, listen, Emily, this has been terrific. Thank you so much for having the discussion. You're in Endicott. That's not actually far from me. Maybe I'll get down to see you and some of the old members of the team. I've got friends in Endicott. And so maybe in the near future, I'll drop by and see you.
Well, we'd love to see you, and we have lots of speedies here, so.
All right, good. All right, so that does it for this session. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.